This is the story of Jose Garcia, a 23-year-old teaching at his former high school. Jose was in the school's very first graduating class and got recruited back to be part of Noble Street Network's next big school reform move, training its own teachers. WBEZ's Becky Vivi followed Jose last school year through the ups and downs of his first year on the job. Today, we continue with the second part of his story. If you missed part one, go back and listen. There's a link here on our website.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention up here real quick.
Jose Garcia took this class when he was in high school, and now he's helping teach it. It's a required class at all Noble schools, and it's completely devoted to getting into college. For Jose, it led to a full tuition scholarship at Denison University in Ohio. Today, students are supposed to be making a list of colleges they are interested in attending.
I just roll random ones.
It's so obvious that means nothing to these 17-year-olds.
Oh, like we're just wasting our time? Here, three reschools, do something. No. No.
When the bell rings, kids rush out of the room and Jose scrambles to collect the sheets he told them to turn in.
If not, you won't have a zero for this assignment.
He counts the papers after everyone leaves. Nope, definitely did not get everyone's paper back. It's the end of October, and Jose says this week is like hell week in college, when everything is due all at once and there's just not enough time in a day. He's got a stack of papers to grade. Seniors who he's helping with college essays are missing deadlines. His own graduate school homework is due, and Noble teachers are required to attend professional development on Friday. At the end of this long day, Jose stops in room 300, where he co-teaches that college class with Tiriana Pinkston. She asks, what would help? Jose says, not being here.
I can't help.
Pinkston can't help him with that.
Nobody's called you a bitch, right?
No, they called me a son of a bitch.
The two laugh, but this is a hard reality for a lot of young teachers. Earning the respect of teenagers is not easy. And Jose is frustrated that lots of kids think school is just a punishment.
Take it or leave it.
Then again, when he was 17, he didn't always understand why he had to do so much homework and take all of those tests and keep his shirt tucked in. Pinkston can tell that's not the only thing bothering Jose. What's really bugging you, she asks. He tells her he feels like he's always under someone, like he's just the teacher's assistant.
Planning, you mean, like, what do you mean?
Like, develop my own style, find myself as a teacher, you know?
And that's a problem, because the program Jose's in, it's called Relay, they want him to be practicing a lot. It's only October, and he's not ready yet to have his own classroom. The plan is to have Jose spend the first year in what Relay calls a residency, learning from experienced teachers like Pinkston. That is, until another teacher leaves unexpectedly and the school's principal needs to find a replacement fast.
Good morning, Maida.
Jose is now fully responsible for teaching about 70 sophomores every day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me have your attention up here in 3, 2. So I'm not college counseling anymore. I don't teach freshmen anymore. So now I'm doing sophomores, 3 cohorts of sophomores every day, full time now. So yeah, very, very, very busy. Finding time to do everything that I have to do has been very difficult.
You sound tired.
I do? Yeah, my voice is a little raspy. Yeah, I'm definitely exhausted.
So now, essentially, Noble's saying that residency thing, we think that's how you make a good teacher until we need someone to teach sophomore English.
The whole movie. So you want it to be as close as to the whole movie as possible.
Mindy Schoblum, the head of Relay in Chicago, says 5 residents, including Jose, got pulled in to fill these kinds of mid-year vacancies. She calls the situation a principal's worst nightmare. It's hard to find a good teacher in the middle of the school year. And sometimes somebody who's already in your building is the best option. Schoblum thinks Jose was ready. And by March, he does sound a lot better than he did last August.
I was going through these yesterday and I was wondering, is there a rule that says that the adverb must go before or after the verb it's modifying? And there is no rule, okay?
But this lesson took a lot of time to plan, because
one of the things that I had not learned in school explicitly or taught was misplaced modifiers, which is what we did yesterday. And so that was very difficult for me to explain to students what misplaced modifiers were when I myself had a hard time.
Okay, misplaced modifiers aren't something most people remember, but here is another moment when Jose's life, again, crashes into a big policy change in education. After all this time and effort, Jose will not receive an official State of Illinois teaching license.
So I won't be licensed because my undergrad GPA is not where Illinois requires it, but I will be able to get my Master of Arts in Teaching secondary English.
If that sounds shocking to you, here's what happened. While Jose was in college, the state of Illinois changed a bunch of the requirements for who could become a teacher. The rules are complicated, but because of the kind of program Relay is, and because of the grades Jose got in college, he doesn't qualify right now. What's jarring is that Jose is seen as a noble success story. He was the first in his family to go to college on a full tuition scholarship, and he was the obvious choice to recruit back to teach. He's the kind of person school reformers point to for proof that their policies work. But these new rules are keeping a lot of potential teachers, particularly minorities, from being licensed in Illinois. So while Jose will be able to teach at Noble, his options are limited. Jose says he knew all of this when he signed up, and he did it anyway.
It took me a while to be okay with not being licensed, just because I don't want to teach for forever. And if Noble at some point says, look, you can't be licensed, we need you to be licensed, or, you know, walk out the doors, I'll just walk out the doors.
At this low point in his first year, it's a thought that's already crossed his mind. Becky Vivi, WBEZ.